أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لفسدت الأرض ولكن الله ذو فضل على العالمين. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وإنك لمن المرسلين. In the previous rukur, Allah Ta'ala explained that should when the Bani Israel disobeyed Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala put Jalut as a ruler over them. And this is always still today the system of Allah. When we disobey Him, He puts governments, rulers over us that cause us great harm. It is our actions that cause this. And when they realized this and they wanted to again come on their position, and they asked the Nabi Shamuel alayhi salam of the time that they must appoint somebody behind whom they can rally and make jihad. And as we read in this ayat of today, that jihad is a very great institution, otherwise the forces of evil are always there. And they will overpower everything and nothing of good will be left if there isn't jihad, all types of jihad. Whether it is jihad of the tongue, jihad of the pen, jihad of our actions and actual jihad of the battlefield. If that is not there, then evil will spread in the whole world. So Allah Ta'ala has appointed that, and then appointed Talut as their leader, and with him Allah has given him Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, who was the one, although he was small in stature and bulk, and Jalut was a big giant, but he completely destroyed him, and without any material means. He no sword, no armament he took, just with three little stones he destroyed him. So Allah shows that Allah is not dependent. Allah does not need any of the worldly things. What is required is our decision that we want to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And that we don't look at what the people want and we don't worry what the people say. But we want to please Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's help is with those people. And as the ayat came, come in fiatin, qalilatin, halabat fiatin, kathiratin, bi'idhnillah. Then even small groups, weak people, overpower the huge majorities and the very powerful people, and all that by the command of Allah, which we saw with the Taliban and the rest of the world, how Allah helped them when they stood for the truth. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala will always maintain this. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعَضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. اور اگر نہ ہوتا دفع کرا دینا اللہ کا ایک کو دوسرے سے. And if this was not the system and the help of Allah Ta'ala, that He overpowered some people over the others. That is, the people who always, there are people who want to cause mischief on earth, who want to let everyone be disbelievers, let be the transgression of the laws of Allah, breaking of the laws of Allah Ta'ala in different forms. Then Allah Ta'ala always puts some people to fight for the truth and stand up against them. They are those people, لَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِنٍ. They don't fear for the criticisms of the people. They don't fear what the people say. They don't fear any consequences of this world. They are afraid of the consequences by Allah Ta'ala. That Allah must be pleased and we must do everything for the pleasure of Allah. If that was not, and it isn't the people's achievement, even the righteous and the good people, it is the system of Allah. If that was not the case, لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ تُخَرَابْ هُو جَاتَ مُلْكِ. The whole world would have become evil and corrupted. That is, there would be only evil people. All the time the forces of evil are making a great, great effort. And had Allah not used and put people to fight for the truth and work for the truth, evil would overrun the whole world. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. لیکن اللہ بہت مہربان ہے جہاں کے والوں پر. But Allah Ta'ala is most gracious, most kind on the people of the world. That Allah Ta'ala makes it. It is from Allah's side that there will be always people. لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام that they will always be and they will keep a group of people who will fight for the truth and they will overpower the others and the people who want to harm them will not be able to harm them until Allah's command comes to pass and they will still stand for the truth. So always Allah will keep that group and we see the history of the world, the history of Islam, we will see always the forces of evil showed the ugly hate. Then Allah chose a group of people who fought that completely and brought about the truth and haq again. So this will carry on all the time until when finally the Qiyamah will come, then the batil will go and by the qudrat of Allah, the batil will overpower and then Qiyamah will come on the worst of people who will be living. And the terrible conditions that will exist at that time, they will suffer all those conditions also. So it is the great fadl, the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala on the people of the world that He keeps the people of truth. And when this is Allah's fadl, very unfortunate are those people who oppose the people of truth. There will be لا يضرهم من خذلهم. There will be always those people who will want to harm them, but he won't be able to cause any harm. If they die in the process, they die as shaheed, they get a very high position by Allah Ta'ala. So nobody can harm them in any way whatsoever. And unfortunate are those people who oppose the truth. And in all matters, we must see the matters of deen. What are the issues and who is on the right and who is on the wrong? And Allah save us from being on the wrong side. Not who is on the right and wrong, what is right and wrong. We must be on what is right and not what is wrong. We must not use names even if they are great prominent people, but if they are on the wrong, they are on the wrong. We are on the right, that we have to see, and this is the fadl of Allah Ta'ala, and the system of Allah will always keep on going. May Allah make us amongst those who are on the right. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh used to make this dua in his tahajjud namaz in sajda. Allahumma man kana min hadhihi al-ummati ala ghayri al-haq. O Allah, whoever is of this ummah on the wrong, who is not on the truth, وَهُوَ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, and that person is thinking I'm on the truth, فَرُدَّهُ إِلَى الْحَقِّ, then return him, let him come to the haq, لِتَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ, so that he can be of the people of the righteousness. So always, like even in the time of these great imams, there were people who were on the wrong, and they are convinced we are in the right. But they are totally in the wrong, and to check ourselves, look at Kitabullah, look ma ana alihi wa ashabi, what Allah and His, what Allah's Rasul is on. Look at that. That is our Islam fitting that, or is it fitting modernism? Is it fitting the Western way of life, or is it fitting the Sunnah way of life? Look at Islam bil Kitab wa Sunnah. That what does the Kitabullah say? What does the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? On that we have to see whether I'm on the right or whether I'm on the wrong. Whether my concern is of akhirat or it is of dunya. Whether I want to please the people or I want to please Allah. Whether I want to have the fun of this dunya or whether I want the na'mat of jannah. We should see in which direction is the matter is very clear. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I have left you on a matter that as the night is different from the day and the day is so different from the night and nobody can make a mistake in there but that person who destroys himself totally. That person can't see that it is day now or it's night now. So the matter is very clear and it's not difficult for anyone to see the right path and to follow the right path. May Allah give us all to inshallah. SubhanAllah.